Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. And of course, this is the second of our three Halloween specials. And it's one we've actually been sitting on for a while, since way back in June. So I was talking to a patron and friend of the podcast named Bill, and he said he had some spooky but humorous poems that he'd written and wondered if they'd be any use to us. And I've been sitting on these because I knew they'd be perfect for our Halloween special. So we've picked a selection of four of Bill's poems that I really enjoyed and thought, you know what, we can use them for a Halloween episode. And they're a bit different. And if you enjoy it, do let us know. I'm sure you'll enjoy the poems. They're all fantastic. But if it's something you want to hear more of, be it more of Bill's, I'm sure he'd be love to hear the feedback in here if you want to hear more of his. Or likewise, if you have something you want to send in, get in touch. I'm always open to new bits of content that we can use on the podcast. Now, before we get down to it, we do have our usual housekeeping to get through. So if you want to help support us a bit more and get access to the Halloween special, well, the final main one that comes out tomorrow, go over to our Patreon page and you get now for as little as $1 or $5. And of course, you'll get ad-free access to all future episodes a few days early, as well as additional bonus content. And you can live safe in the knowledge that you've really helped with our production costs, because this is very much a labor of love, and I do it because you all love it. A great example is all my XLR cables broke recently, and I was able to use your Patreon funding to get a new set, but not just a basic set like from Amazon, which I had before, which they constantly break. I was able to go out and buy a really high quality. You could probably hear how good this sounds. So thank you all so much, current patrons and future ones. If you're even thinking about it, that's pretty cool. Likewise, you can also support us by liking, subscribing, reviewing, telling your family and friends, go out, spread the word. We'll wait. Okay, good. I hope you told at least one person in that time. Now let's get down to it. We're calling this The Spooktacular Poetry by Bill. Now I'll give you the titles in order. First up, we're going to have Deserted, then Hugo Hartwig's House of Horrors, Nightmares, then Zombie. I've also written the titles in order in the show notes, so if you want to grab them, have a look there. But I won't interrupt in between them because you're just going to want to listen to the flow. There's some really good poems, so I really hope you enjoy them. Like I said, it's a bit different, but it was a lot of fun to produce. So I'll leave you to it. This is Bill's Spooktacular Poetry.
The moon is nightly watchman over grey and crumbling stones, a solitary sentinel of dust, decay and bones. The simple graveyard keeper, curator of the dead, observes an anxious uprising where restless beings tread. Abandoned plots, deserted graves, cracked collapsing crypts, sitting long forgotten, stones mouldering and chipped, musty mausoleums, dingy from neglect, beg for simple maintenance for those whom they protect. Wails echo harshly through the midnight, bitter air. Spirits cry for vengeance from the cruel lack of care. If one night you're passing by, beware the dreadful din. The steel bars surrounding it won't keep angered spirits in.
It was late one night and I couldn't sleep. The clock said 1:30. I was getting bored just lying there, so I thought, I'll have some fun. I tossed my covers, jumped right up, and bounced upon my bed, which then collapsed with a thunderous crash, enough to wake the dead. Then came a rapping at the door, which opened slowly with a creak. A hideous zombie lingered there, and I let out a frightened shriek. He staggered slowly through the door. His eyes were glazed and red. Then he grumbled incoherently and pointed sternly to my bed. In a flash, I climbed back in, promising no more late-night dramas. but I still wonder why the fiend was wearing my dad's pajamas.
Zombies, vampires, ghosts and ghouls. Alligators in the swimming pools. What do nightmares have in store? All these things and many more. Ghastly things that scratch and claw and lunge at you with vicious jaws. Phantom footsteps on the stair. Prisoner in a witch's lair. An undead demon's wailing cry. Staring with a cold dead eye. Humans morphing into beasts. Being boiled for a cannibal's feast. Things that terrify at night. Fade away at dawn's first light. You wake up in your safe warm bed. The next night, it happens all over again.
Welcome to my house of horrors. I'm Hugo, your illustrious host. I'll be your guide, so please step inside. There are terrors from pillar to post. Every corner is covered in cobwebs. The stench of mold indelibly lingers. Spiders attack from each crevice and crack. As you're grasped by invisible fingers, morbid mosaics adome every wall. Grotesque, shrunken heads hang from the rafters. Something traumatic occurs in the attic, complete with blood-curdling laughters. I've acquired innumerable corpses, which is why I proudly put out on display their dry, withered flesh. Once lively and fresh, is showing signs of disease and decay. Sinister sirens and specters serenade you with ominous shrieks. From floorboards to beams echo unearthly screams made by all manner of monsters and freaks. But that's a taste of the thrills and the chills, a sample of the spine-chilling cast. But do me one favor and sign this small waiver. For this visit, it may be your last. Well, Bill, thank you so much for sending in a handful of poems for us to use in the podcast. And I hope you enjoyed hearing how they turned out. They were a lot of fun to make. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed it as well. Obviously, there's no vote to say if you think these are based in fact or fiction. I guess they could be, but yeah, there's no vote this time. But what I would love you to do is jump over to Patreon or go to our Facebook page and let us know what you thought of Bill's spooktacular poetry. Would you like to hear more content like this? I'd certainly love to produce more like it. It was a lot of fun looking at the music and the sound and stuff to go in the background to fit with the spoken word side thing. So yeah, that was pretty cool, if I do say so myself, and I hope you thought so too. So again, Bill, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure hearing from you, and I can't wait to see what you think of these. So yeah, that's the end of part two, or episode two, of our three-episode Halloween special. It's, in terms of, it's actually going on now, it's just past 11 p.m., the other one, the story is recorded by my wife. I've got to go do the intro, outro, and edit everything together. So hopefully in an hour's time, I'll be able to finish this and put out three episodes by midnight on Patreon and everywhere else in the coming days. I suppose you'll be hearing this in the future, though. I shouldn't be talking as if you're listening to me live and present. But that's what working for hours on this does. It turns you mad, but I appreciate all your support in getting these episodes out. It's been a big slog, and yeah, hopefully something we'll be able to do again sometime. So I guess we'll catch you tomorrow, or I guess in a few minutes if you're listening on Patreon. And until then, take care of yourselves, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?